SBS Radio.
Bertrand and Damian on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Katrina Ward, Acting CEO of Walgett Brewarrina Aboriginal Medical Services. Walgett and Brewarrina are two regional towns in New South Wales where COVID-19 has spread in the local Aboriginal community. Now, Katrina, can you tell us about the COVID-19 situation in your area?
Currently, we've had another outbreak of positive cases over the last week and a half. Different families are self-isolating and doing all the right things. About three different modes of transmission to the area. So they're all being kept contained at the moment, so that's good. So we're just a matter of providing the support for these individuals and letting them wait out their 14-day time and hopefully come out without getting too ill from the effects of the virus. At the moment, they're all doing okay.
And what are the three main modes of transmission in the community?
One lot was brought in from when people attended a funeral with some sorry business. Another few people got it through their workplace when they got some additional workforce arrived from out of Sydney. Unfortunately, they were carriers of the virus and people contracted it through their interaction with these workers.
And how is the quarantine situation? Are they in self-isolation at home or in premises outside of their home?
They have been in self-isolation in their own home at the moment, but we've just taken receipt of some of the mobile homes to assist if we need to get on it quicker and take the positive cases, you know, out of the homes before their loved ones also get positive.
And were the people who have contracted the virus, were they vaccinated?
The majority of them were. There was a couple that weren't, but yeah, the majority had been vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated?
Early stages of getting vaccinated.
They had their first dose?
Yeah.
And how is the vaccination status? Because communities are facing this very differently. How is the situation in your local area?
It has improved since we started getting the positive cases. Before that, community members were a bit fearful and a bit complacent that, you know, they'd be right being so far away from everybody. When we got the positive cases, people have started coming in forward and getting their vaccinations more freely. But overall, I think we've got up to at least 79% vaccination within our community off the first case, and then about 50 in the second dose. So another couple of weeks we should have large majority of the community vaccinated with both doses.
There are still restrictions in place. How are the locals reacting and how are they observing the biosecurity restrictions?
Overall, it's not too bad. There's a few people out and about today, but shops and that are open for essential services, such as the food stores, they've got the QR codes and the sign-ins there and restricting numbers of people in. They're encouraging people to do click and collect. Fuel stations are doing a similar thing with all the QR and restricting wearing the mask, having plenty of sanitizer around for people to use. The chemist and that, they've closed it off so people can't go into the shop. You just go there and you put your script over at the front door, then you can wait outside in the street where there's plenty of room. Overall, you know, by afternoon time, people are, you know, getting back home and staying home once they've got their supplies of things.
And what are the additional support is available to the community in terms of practical support so that they can go through these restrictions?
Well, at the moment, they're receiving support from both the Aboriginal Medical Service and the local area health district, the multi-purpose centre, by way of we're checking in on the people and doing some welfare checks, seeing if there's anything they need, how their general mental health and wellbeing's going. There's access to telephone, psychological help, or if they need them, you know, a doctor's appointment because there's some other illness that's, you know, worrying on them at the time, because a lot of our people have other chronic health conditions that still need to be managed. So we can arrange to have telephone medical appointments for them. It's also the police and Shire, they're going around, they've got some food parcels and things like that for people who are in isolation areas and need to stay at home and can't get out as well. So there's some additional food supplies for them. Just in general, checking in on people, doing additional swabbing if we need to with the follow-up swabs during their isolation.
And the most vulnerable among all the elders, how are they protected?
They're just following the same procedures and that, but, you know, their loved ones, I'm sure, you know, are looking out for them too, especially the ones who are in isolation at the time, and, you know, just trying to maintain that hand hygiene and that. We should keep in distance within the household as much as possible. They can ring up us at any time and we can go around there and just even have a bit of a yarn over the fence and do contactless delivery of any items they might need. A lot of the young kiddies and all that have been given activity packs and, you know, play items and things like that to keep them occupied while they're in the house as such, and probably getting on top of everybody because they've got a lot of energy, trying to keep everybody occupied and giving them, you know, other things to do while they're in the home.
Now, before I let you go, a message you would like to put out there to the community?
Yeah, look, I just encourage anybody who hasn't had the vaccination, please come down and get it. If they want to talk to a doctor about it, we're quite more than happy to arrange that for people. The doctor can even either get on the phone or they can come out and see them if they need to, if they feel more comfortable in that setting. And, you know, go through any questions or queries they've got. Yeah, if they would like to be vaccinated and they want us to go to them as well, just let us know and we're quite happy to come and do that if they can't get out of the house.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.